You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week's podcasts are looking at the top prospects in each organization and any other news that is coming out. I am Allison Footer, and I'm here with Todd Zalecki, who covers the Phillies every single day. And Todd, before we start talking about these top prospects, let's talk about a little bit of news that came out from Phillies camp today, and that's that they signed David Lowe to a minor league contract. So what do you know? He's a little bit older. Looks like he's a little experienced. What do you know about him?
Yeah, you know, David Lowe essentially is a guy that's going to be in camp to provide a little bit of depth for the organization. Just a couple weeks ago, we talked to Pete McCann, and he was talking about the competition in the outfield. But really, when you look at it going into spring training, there's five, I would say, I won't say locks, but as close to the locks as you can get. You have Odubel Herrera, Peter Borges, Aaron Altherr, Cody Ashe, and Tyler Goodell, the Rule 5 pick. Those five guys have excellent chances of making the team going into the season. But after that, they really don't have a lot of depth, and that's kind of where David Lowe comes into play. He's got some big league experience, parts of four seasons in the big leagues, a little less than 750 career plate appearances, and he's just going to, you know, he's going to spell some of these guys in camp, and then unless there's an injury or two or somebody doesn't perform as expected in spring training, I think he'll probably open the season in AAA and be ready for a call-up if one arises during the season.
Yeah, these are transactions that don't get a lot of attention from fans or get a lot of play from us in the media, but these are the kinds of players that do make a season go around. Filling up 6 months of a baseball season, 162 games, there are injuries, little ouchies here and there. Then these guys kind of, they're, like you said, they'll probably start at AAA, but they're just so versatile. They can come up and down and just kind of fill in when they're needed.
Yeah, you know, Phillies have a lot of, it seems like at this time of year, you have almost every team is signing veterans to minor league contracts, and those players know that, you know what, I don't have a great shot at making the team, but there's a very good chance that they'll be up at some point. You know, maybe you never know. He could be up for 2 or 3 months. He could be up in September. You know, it's tough to say, but yeah, these types of moves, they don't get a lot of attention, but you know, Emmanuel Burris is on a minor league invite to spring training. Guys like that, you might see at some point.
Okay. So let's move on to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, which would be young prospects who we expect to have nice, long, illustrious major league careers. Of course, who really knows how that's going to work out. But let's talk about the Phillies' number one prospect, J.P. Crawford. So his ETA is actually 2016. He's 21 years old, just turned 21.
Right.
So very young guy, the 15th overall pick in 2013. So he is moving quickly, reached AA by age 20. So that has to be a good sign that he's on a good track.
Yeah, it is. They love him. People around baseball love him. He's got a ton of talent, and you know, he was in the top 10 MLB pipeline last year. And you know, I just wrote today, you know, making the argument, you know, could he be the number one prospect in baseball? He probably is not the number one prospect in baseball, but he does a lot of things really well that at least he enters the conversation. Certainly, if you're among the top 10 prospects in baseball, you're in the conversation. But he has done a lot of things right, and the Phillies still think there's a lot more in him in terms of development and potential, and they look at him as a guy who can be a perennial all-star at shortstop.
So he was always kind of the Rollins heir apparent, and now that Jimmy Rollins has cleared the path. So he should be ready soon, and it looks like he would be like kind of a top-of-the-lineup kind of guy, a good base stealer, very quick. Do I have that right?
Yeah, they think that the Phillies think that he's got the potential to hit 290, 300, steal 15 to 20 bases. They think his power will improve. I don't know if he's a 20 home run guy, but I think 10 to 15 certainly is possible. But hey, way back in the day, nobody thought Jimmy Rollins would have a lot of power, and he ended up popping 30 a couple times. So, but a high average, a little bit of speed, a little bit of power. And I think what's impressed a lot of people, and this is where the analytics guys really love him, is you look at his career stats in the minor leagues, and he's walked 160 times and he struck out 163. So, you know, in this day and age, it seems, you know, you've got guys in their come up through the system, they'll walk 20 times and they'll strike out 140, and you kind of hope that they figure out. The Phillies have certainly had some of those prospects the past several years, but he's at the opposite end where he recognizes the strike zone, and you know, he knows how to take a walk, he knows how to work a count, he knows how to recognize pitches, and that's, I think, the thing where the Phillies farm system folks, they say, boy, he's really going to get better, because if he's doing this in the minor leagues with just a couple years experience, wait till he gets, you know, he gets a little bit more experience. His numbers should get even better.
So you could see him reasonably earning a call up at some point in 2016, if not making the team right out of spring training, like in 2017.
Yes, I absolutely do. You know, Freddie Galvis right now is the shortstop, but Crawford clearly is. He's coming, and if he continues to play well and develop like they expect, he's really going to be pushing Freddie Galvis. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because they have Cesar Hernandez at second base right now, and Freddie Galvis is considered probably a better defensive player than Cesar Hernandez. So now it creates a little bit more competition. You know, if J.P. Crawford starts the season in AAA, which I bet he will, And he plays really, really well, and the front office is like, we cannot keep this guy down there any longer. Now you're looking at Freddie Galvis, and now they're in a competition to play second base. So it's definitely a good thing, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he's up maybe July 1st, maybe just after the trade deadline. Some point this summer, if he's playing well, I definitely would expect J.P. Crawford to be in the big leagues.
That would be exciting. Let's move on to the number two prospect, who is Mark Appel, according to our MLB pipeline folks. Of course, we've talked about him extensively, but he continues to be fascinating. Certainly the people who've been watching him through his minor league career. So Mark Appel is one of the several pitchers who came over in the Ken Giles trade. Right-handed pitcher is 24 years old, so he was the number one overall pick a few years ago and has never really quite put it all together. He showed some signs that he was breaking through, but he had a very mixed reviews in 2015. So would you, I guess they're still trying to figure out why there are inconsistencies, and I would imagine that this will be a crucial year for him as far as coaching-wise to be able to sort of put it all together.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big year, and I think when you talk to people within the Phillies, they're excited because they see a guy who still has the same stuff that made him the number one pick a couple years ago, and they think that they can tap that potential and get him to be the guy that they hoped he could be, or everybody kind of hoped he could be. Now, he might not be an ace. He might not be a number one. I think when you talk to people in the Phillies organization, they say, I look at Mark Appel, and I see for sure a solid number three, maybe a little bit better than that. I think they're also kind of wondering if the change of scenery will help, getting him out of Houston, less pressure maybe, because he's not coming into Philly. He's not joining this organization as, okay, the next ace is here. He'll be up by June 1st, you know, that type of thing. He's gonna lead this organization to the next World Series. Nobody in Philadelphia, at least no Phillies fans that I've spoken to, look at him like that. They just see the potential of another solid start in the rotation. So maybe a little bit less pressure will help him as well. But that combination of change of scenery and talent, I think, is what has some Phillies folks excited.
I would imagine that somebody like Appel just sort of coming into a season where the expectations aren't high and a lot of young players are being infused slowly into the big league. So he's not going to be the only one. I mean, they're on this massive rebuilding movement. There's clearly going to be a lot of players that came from other organizations that they're going to try to mix in. So I guess sort of kind of fitting into that and maybe just being a little hidden, that's got to help too. Because I know here in Houston, I mean, Appel, one of the reasons they had to go out really and get like a Scott Kazmir at the trade deadline last year was because Appel was supposed to be in the big leagues by then, and that plan didn't really come fruition, and so that did put a spotlight in him. So I guess blending in might help a guy like him.
Yeah, you're right. Two of the other, I guess, top three starters in AAA this year are going to be Jake Thompson, who they got in the Cole Hamels trade last July, and Zach Eflin, who they got December of 2014 from the Dodgers in the Jimmy Rollins trade. So you have Appel, Thompson, and Eflin, all top, you know, middle of the rotation projected starters coming in trades. So, yeah, he's not the guy. He's not like, okay, if we have an injury in the rotation, we have to call it Mark Appel. He's got to be the guy, otherwise we're in deep trouble. It's like, no, okay, if Appel's not pitching well, maybe we'll call up Jake Thompson, or maybe we'll call up Zach Eflin, or you know, they still have, you know, David Buchanan in the system, guys like that. So they have a lot of options. So yeah, that he definitely won't be the focus, in the spotlight like he was in Houston for sure.
Okay, we will keep our eye on that. Todd, thanks very much. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.